We have a few announcements this morning. For those of you with children up to the age of 2, feel free to take advantage of the nursery, which is just on the other side of the fellowship hall there. We also have the live stream of church playing in the teen room if you have children too old for the nursery that are having issues in the sanctuary this morning. There are carpet samples in the foyer for the church. The church will be replacing all of the carpet in the building as soon as we can at this point. So there are samples in the foyer. Feel free to take a look at that. If you are a member, you are asked to vote for your favorite color, and the deacons will go ahead and order that in the next couple weeks here. The Sunday School Christmas program is coming up, and the Thanksgiving Eve service is also coming up. If you would like to participate in the service by sharing music or reading, there's a sign-up sheet for that in the foyer, so take a look at that. We are also starting our process of deciding the 2022 Church Verse of the Year, so if you have any ideas about the Church Verse of the Year, you can put that in the Elders box by December 9th. We also have youth group tonight at 6. We are going to be starting a six-week series on our theme verse, 1 Timothy 4:12, and we're going to be focusing on bold leadership and faith. To go with our theme verse, we're ordering t-shirts, so if you'd like to join the youth group in sporting some cool t-shirts, there's an interest form out in the foyer, along with a suggested donation for those. This summer, we're also going on a missions trip to Camp Barnabas, which is a camp for people with developmental and mental disabilities. We would be counselors for that camp. So if you are a high schooler or a college student and would like to join us on that missions trip, there's an availability, a few dates out in the foyer. So we'll start deciding dates on when we'll go, hopefully in the next few weeks here. We also have the Elliots in this morning, going to share a little bit about their time at Frontier. If you would like to make a love offering to the Elliots, there are envelopes by the offering box. So if you would just put love offerings in the envelopes and write for the Elliots, we'll be sure to get those to them as soon as we can. We have Young Adults Bible Study Monday night. So tomorrow night at 8 p.m. at Kelly and I's house. We are starting a new study on Luke, which is a really interesting video series by Right Now Media. So join us if you'd like to. That's at 8 p.m. tomorrow night at Kelly and I's house. Are there any other announcements this morning? All right. The call to worship is 1 Peter 1:18 through 21. Knowing that you were ransomed from the futile ways inherited from your forefathers, not with perishable things such as silver or gold, but with the precious blood of Christ, like that of a lamb without blemish or spot. He was foreknown before the foundation of the world, but was made manifest in the last times for the sake of you, who through him are believers in God, who raised him from the dead and gave him glory, so that your faith and hope are in God.
A couple of things before we take our hymnals to 198. First, did you notice how Derek said Kelly and I's house? He got that right. Put the wife's name first. Secondly, is this song, Wonderful Grace of Jesus, needs a soprano, and I don't see my daughter Maggie here. I was going to draft her to come up here with me. Do we have any volunteers that would like to sing the soprano part while I sing this bass part? Okay, well, we're just going to have to stall for a little bit then. Okay, that's long enough. 198, Wonderful Grace of Jesus. Do we have a soprano who wants to do this? Don't force anybody into something they don't want to do. Let's stand together and sing 198.
Wonderful grace of Jesus, greater than all my sin. How shall my tongue describe it? Where shall its praise begin? Taking away my burden, setting my spirit free, for the wonderful grace of Jesus reaches me. Wonderful the matchless grace of Jesus, deeper than the mighty rolling sea, higher than the mountain, sparkling like a fountain, all sufficient grace for even me. Broader than the scope of my transgressions, sing it greater far than all my sin and shame, magnify the precious name of Jesus, praise his name.
Okay, time out. That was hard, but it's fun. Okay, let's do verse 2. We're stalling so we can get a soprano maybe for the last verse.
Wonderful grace of Jesus, reaching to all the lost. By it I have been pardoned, saved to the uttermost. Chains have been torn asunder, giving me liberty. For the wonderful grace of Jesus reaches me. Wonderful the matchless grace of Jesus, deeper than the mighty rolling sea, higher than the mountain, sparkling like a fountain, all sufficient grace for even me. Broader than the scope of my transgression, sing it greater far than all my sin and shame, oh, magnify the precious name, Jesus, praise his name. Wonderful grace of Jesus, reaching the most defiled, by its transforming power, making him God's dear child, purchasing peace and heaven for all eternity. For the wonderful grace of Jesus reaches me. Wonderful the matchless grace of Jesus, deeper than the mighty rolling sea, higher than the mountain, sparkling like a fountain, all sufficient grace for even me. Broader than the scope of my transgression, sing it greater far than all my sin and shame, oh, magnify the precious name of Jesus, praise his name.
Very good singing. Thank you very much for putting up with me. Turn around, you folks in front, wave, shake hands, tell somebody you're glad to see him.
Well, good morning again. Welcome. We're glad to have you all here this morning. Got some definite energy in the audience this morning. We're glad for that. I'm glad to see a number of folks that haven't been here for a while, and also some new faces, so welcome. We're glad to have you as part of our service today. The soprano is here now, Dave. Do we need to do that again? Just kidding. This is our opportunity to share praises and prayer requests. Pastor Jim is usually up here doing this part. He is gone this week with the senior class from SBA on their senior trip down to Youth Front Camp in the Kansas City area. So you can pray for their trip. Glad to see Elaine Peterman here this morning, so keep praying for her, but we're glad she's here. And also ask you to continue to pray for Nathan Bonebright. Remember, you can follow along on the Caring Bridge site, see his progress and specific needs you can pray for Nathan. We have other requests or praises this morning from anyone? Yeah, Faye. Okay. So pray for Ed as he goes up to Aberdeen to have a drain put in. What day is that?
Tuesday.
Okay. Pray that everything will go well with that. Others this morning? Yeah, Brenda. All right. Is Henry here? Yeah, he's over there. So nice job, Henry. I'm used to seeing the hires over here. I had to shift my focus this morning. So. Any others?
Yeah. We need to keep praying for Victory Center Bible Camp. Okay.
Okay. Remind me of the last name of the new directors. I forgot. Oh, you forgot too. That's okay. We'll pray for the.
Don't surprise.
Okay. All right. We'll pray for the new directors at Victory Center and for the Taves. Any others? Let's go, Lord, in prayer. Heavenly Father, we do thank you for this day that you have given to us. We thank you for the beautiful weather that we have had recently, and we thank you for the privilege that we have this morning of coming together to worship you, to sing praises to you. We do thank you for your wonderful grace, for the gift of salvation. We thank you for the time of fellowship with our brothers and sisters in Christ. We thank you for those who are here this morning that are brand new as part of our congregation, that are maybe they're visiting, maybe they're looking for a church home. We just thank you for them being here. I pray that they would feel welcome. We thank you for those who are here that haven't been here for a while, and we thank you for watching over them, and some of them have been traveling many miles. Some of them have been in the hospital or otherwise unable to be here. We just thank you for each person who is here today. We thank you for the privilege of being called your children and knowing that we have a relationship with you, and we have the right, your word says, to come boldly to you with our praises, our requests, our concerns. We thank you that Elaine is here. We pray that you would continue to be with her health, and we pray for her thumb and for the healing for that. We pray that you would be with Ed this week and the trip to Aberdeen, and then as the drain is put in, we pray that everything would go smoothly for that and it'd be successful, and that in the future there would not be a need to return to Aberdeen, that anything that needs to be done can be done here in Miller. We pray that you would continue to be with Nathan Bonebright and for his healing. We know that he is still experiencing a lot of difficulties. He still has a long way to go. And so we pray for wisdom and discernment for his doctors. We pray for his parents and family and for patience and strength and encouragement for them. And just for Nathan's body to respond in the way that it should. And we just pray that you would continue to work in that situation according to your will.
Pray that you'd be with Pastor Jim this week and Becca and the others in the SBA senior class as they're on their senior trip down in the Kansas City area, a Youth Front camp. And pray that they would have a great week, that it would be a time of growing in their relationship with each other and also with you. It would be a time of fun as well. And we pray for safety as they travel back later this week. And pray that you would continue to be with Victory Center Bible Camp. We do thank you for a new director that has been hired. We pray that you would be with the transition time in the year ahead, with the TAVE still working with them and alongside them, training them, equipping them, preparing them for their responsibility that they will have. We pray that you would just guide and direct in that entire process, and that it would be a smooth transition, and also that the new director would be able to raise the financial support that he needs to make the transition from his current position to this new one. We thank you for the Elliots being here today as well. We thank you for the work that they're involved in at Frontier School of the Bible. We pray that you would continue to give Andrew discernment in his responsibilities there, and be with their interaction with students and also in parenting their own children. We pray for wisdom and direction in that. We do thank you for children. We thank you for all the children that are part of our church congregation, those that are here for Club Rock during the week. We thank you for that ministry and that opportunity. And we thank you for this good report we heard this morning from Henry. And I pray that you would just continue to work in his life and all of our young people, that they would learn and grow in their knowledge of you and doing what is right and what is pleasing to you. We thank you for the country that we live in. We thank you for the freedoms that we have here and for the opportunity that we have to be involved in the selection of our government leaders. And we pray that we would be mindful to pray for them, to express our concerns and thoughts to them when opportunity arises. But we just pray that they would desire to lead our country in a way that is pleasing to you. We pray that those who are believers would particularly be bold in their faith and the application of their faith in their areas of responsibility and leadership that you've given to them. We thank you as well for the men and women who serve in our armed forces to protect our country, and we just thank you for their willingness to do that. We pray for their safety. We pray for their families, for those who are apart, for the ones that are stationed overseas or somewhere else where they're not with their families. We pray for that time as well. We just pray for the rest of our time here this morning as we continue through our service. We pray that you would be honored and glorified in everything that we do, and we pray that we would continue to be a light for you here in our community, that we would continue to be contributors to your light being spread around the world through the missionaries and ministries that we're able to support through our congregation. We pray that we'd be good stewards of what you have entrusted us with, and that we would honor and glorify you in everything that we do. And I pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. So as you've heard, we do have the Elliots here today. We're happy to have Andrew and Marissa and Easton and Aiden and Hadley. Glad to have them here. Those of you that don't know, the Elliots were here for a while as youth pastor. Andrew was youth pastor here, and now he is at Frontier School of the Bible. So he's going to come share a little snippet preview here right now, and then he'll be sharing during Sunday school time as well. So Andrew, welcome. Glad to have you here.
Well, it is great to be back, and I was looking in the bulletin, and I'm very thankful you guys put me before the primary department because I couldn't follow that. So thank you for letting me come up first. We just want to say, first and foremost, thank you so much for you guys' love and support. We love this church so much, and it's so great for me this year to have both Taylor Michaelis and Mitch Van Zee there, so I still have my piece of South Dakota with us, and they're both doing really great. But I was going to keep this very short and just say, please come to Sunday school. We'd love to share what's going on. Most people want to ask the question, how many students do you have? We have about 175 students right now. I've got 70 guys in the dorms that I work with. But I heard a quote, and I'm going to just leave it with this and let you just come to Sunday school and hear all about Frontier. And it says, we appreciate your prayers, and we ask that you continue to pray for us because we need all the prayer we can get, and you guys need all the practice you can get. So keep praying for us, practice those prayers, pray for us. But just please come. If you guys are ever in the Wyoming area, please come see us. We'd love to show you around campus, see what's going on there. But our theme for the school is preparing students for life and ministry. And so no matter where they go in life, if that is full-time ministry, we're all in ministry. And so we want to prepare them for that. And so please come to Sunday school. We'll have a PowerPoint and show you all what's going on in our lives. So thank you.
I lead singing for the primary department, and this is two-year-olds through second graders. We had a large group of go up into third grade that were really quite good singers, and they wanted us to sing in September, and I said, we're not ready to sing up in front. So anybody that sings with me for Sunday school, I would like you to come up and help me sing. And we're going to sing the first song. For years, we have sung the B-I-B-L-E when we start, and we close with 1, 2, 3. So if I get them started up here, I always figure if we can sing without any tears, we've accomplished a lot. When they're up in front.
Service. Naturally, Jason took it. No, it's here. First of all, if you notice the songs we're singing this morning, every one of them has the word grace in it. And so while I was sitting there, I Googled it. And grace, it says, is understood by Christians to be a spontaneous gift from God to people, quote, generous, free, and totally unexpected and undeserved, that takes the form of divine favor, love, clemency, and a share in the divine life of God. It is an attribute of God that is most manifest in the salvation of sinners. Knowing all that, let's take our hymnals and turn to number 201 and sing Grace Greater Than All Our Sin. Let's stand to sing 201.
Marvelous grace of our loving Lord, grace that exceeds our sin and our guilt, yonder on Calvary's mount outpoured, points to the blood of the Lamb was spilled. Grace, grace, God's grace, grace that will pardon and cleanse within. Marvelous grace, infinite grace, grace that is greater than all our sin. Sin and despair like the sea waves cold threaten the soul with infinite loss. Grace that is greater, yes, grace untold, points to the refuge, the mighty cross. Marvelous grace, infinite grace, grace that will pardon and cleanse within. Marvelous grace, infinite grace, grace that is greater than all our sin. Dark is the stain that we cannot hide. What can avail to wash it away? Look, there is flowing a crimson tide, whiter than snow you may be today. Marvelous grace, infinite grace, grace that will pardon and cleanse within. Marvelous grace, infinite grace, grace that is greater than all our sin. Freely bestowed on all who believe, you that are longing to see his face, will you this moment his grace receive? Marvelous grace, infinite grace, grace that will pardon and cleanse within. Marvelous grace, infinite grace, grace that is